This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican and a Democrat lawmaker leave the safety of the United States and travel to Afghanistan unannounced Tuesday. Dan Narocki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country, so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled against the Biden administration Tuesday and is demanding the Remain in Mexico immigrant program be put back into law. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The pandemic continues to disrupt commerce throughout the world. Shopping early is the key to avoid the repercussions of closing ports and other bottlenecks in the system. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
It might not be a bad idea to do your Christmas shopping sooner rather than later. Experts saying the ongoing pandemic-related supply shortage and transportation issues worldwide are making it hard for global manufacturers to get their products to store shelves. Many think it could be next year before shipping and transportation issues are sorted out. Due to the fast-spreading Delta variant, supply chain issues could potentially worsen if shipping companies or ports are forced to close down.
The naked baby boy from Nirvana's 1991 album Nevermind is suing the band and Cobain estate for child sexual exploitation. Spencer Eldon says his legal guardians did not consent to the image being used. He's seeking $150,000. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
An Alabama doctor will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated starting in October. Doctors refusing to see patients raises all kinds of questions, legally and morally. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Dr. Jason Valentine, a physician at Diagnostic and Medical Care Infirmary Health in Mobile, Alabama, recently posted a photo on his Facebook page showing him next to a sign that says, quote, effective October 1st, 2021, Dr. Valentine will no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19, close quote. Valentine saying he's currently in the process of mailing a letter to patients about his decision. He posted a copy of that letter online. As far as the legality of a doctor denying patients service, Quentin Brogdon is with Crane, Brogdon & Rogers. He tells USA Radio News.
As far as I know, under the law, Tim, there's nothing that per se prevents a physician from terminating or even failing to start a patient relationship as long as it's not due to discriminatory reasons such as age, sex, race, sexual orientation, religion, or national origin. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 keeps doctors from denying service for those inappropriate reasons. But otherwise, doctors can can deny care as long as, you know, a patient is not in an emergency scenario.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. You know, with all that's going on in Afghanistan, and there's so much, you wonder, you go, what are we missing? What's being overlooked here? Right now, obviously, a lot of concern for thousands of Americans and others who have been left stranded. And that is mind-numbing in and of itself. But what is unveiling is a plan that has been in the works for quite a while. This is nothing new here. And according to our next guest, who is the Prime Minister of East Turkestan, government in exile, he says China's history with Islamist extremists in Afghanistan stretches back to the 1980s, when it trained and armed anti-Soviet mujahideen during the Soviet-Afghan War. China has waged a brutal campaign of colonization and occupation, more recently genocide, in East Turkestan. This according to Salih Hutier. And the Prime Minister joins us now. Prime Minister, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Well, Salih, as I said, there are so many moving parts that it's, you know, and the media, the mainstream media is not reporting on this. It's as if they're giving additional cover to the communist Chinese, and this is all done on purpose and by design. This is not by accident. And I believe this is what America, maybe you're seeing this, you know, from your purview, that we're slowly but surely waking up to just how pernicious this is, that this isn't just the Taliban that we're dealing with, that what bodes right around the corner is an intervention by the Chinese at such levels that we've never even could comprehend.
Absolutely. I mean, the Chinese government, they have been, you know, supporting not only the Taliban, but in many ways they have a long history with Al-Qaeda since, you know, the 1990s.
Yeah, I mean, there's a long history, as you say. So based on your experience and what you've seen that has occurred, what's next? I mean, this is what people are looking at. Maybe we're getting, and maybe for them, it's like, wait a minute, we still have Americans that are stranded here. But this is, there is an objective here for the communist Chinese, is there not?
Absolutely. I mean, one of their objectives was made very clear. In 1999, two senior People's Liberation Army officers, they wrote a book called Unrestricted Warfare. This pretty much, this book pretty much laid out a strategy that China should follow to, you know, become the strongest global political, military power, and economic power, using all resources available short of, you know, actual conventional warfare. So in this, the two officers, they discussed a hypothetical, you know, second attack on the World Trade Center. And this is, you know, following the 1993 failed bombing of the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, they stated that, you know, a second attack would be a very difficult, complicated dilemma for the United States. And the authors, they specifically mentioned Al-Qaeda as the organization with the ability to carry out such an attack. Even afterwards, you had, in 2000, you had the Bin Laden, attack the U.S. embassies, USS Cole, and with this, the U.S. and other countries in the U.N., they were trying to sanction the Taliban for refusing to hand over Bin Laden. And China opposed these sanctions. Instead, the Chinese government, they met with Mullah Omar, which was the Taliban's founder, and they continued to supply them with arms and technology. It's no surprise that, you know, shortly after their, their recent meeting with Chinese officials in Tianjin, that the Taliban was able to make a swift takeover of Kabul and other areas of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you say, they've been working hand in hand. And as you wrote, in 98, after an American cruise missile attack on al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan, China paid $10 million to the terrorists for unexploded Tomahawk missiles to later reverse engineer them. And so what's happened now with the billions of dollars of technology that was left behind by the American military into the hands of the Afghani soldiers that basically have been forced off the battlefield, so to speak. I mean, this is a payday for the Taliban and as far as research and development, reverse engineering, as they've been known to do all along, this is quite the boon for China, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, not only is China, their objectives in, you know, supporting the Taliban, supporting Al-Qaeda, is to, you know, one, eliminate, you know, or at least cause the United States a dilemma to where they can develop. In fact, in 2009, you had another senior PLA Air Force colonel who's a professor at the PLA's National Defense University. And he gave a lecture on China's national defense strategy on, you know, a future war with the United States. And there in his lecture, he praised, you know, Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda for keeping America busy while China was able to develop.
Exactly. And then, you know, you fast forward and say, okay, COVID-19 is released. According to their own scientists, they said this was no mistake. This was intentional. This was by design. And it's interesting how the mainstream media has remained quiet to that end and have participated basically with the CCP to squash the revelation. And of course, lots of pressure on this scientist's family back in China. They're, you know, tightening up the screws on her through her family, right? I mean, they're going to do everything they can to quiet her and, because she's one of the top scientists to come out of China and the Wuhan lab.
Yes, and the Chinese government, you know, they're using, those two officers stated, they're using all resources that are available to them, short of conventional warfare, to, you know, weaken their enemies, in this case, you know, the United States and the rest of the free world, Exactly. While they, you know, progress and try to, take over the world.
Prime Minister, got to go to break. We've got more from the Prime Minister after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I guess that's the admonition, is not to lose hope. In spite of what your eyes are saying to us, for us who are called by his name, God Almighty's name, we know our hope is in him. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we call upon him as we continue to pray for the people of Afghanistan, the Uyghurs in East Turkestan, those that are being oppressed, that is ungodly, that is against a God of justice and righteousness. And we call upon the Lord of Heaven Army to descend upon this madness. On the surface, it may seem very complicated, but it's only complicated by design, because the forces that are prevailing really do not want us to know. But all we have to do is observe the actions, and it tells you everything that you need to know. I mean, this idea that America was caught by surprise is ridiculous, as the Prime Minister of East Turkestan, the government in exile, has just explained to us, Salih Hoodier. He saw this happen in his own home country in East Turkestan. This is a design, a model that they have utilized successfully. And back then it was East Turkestan. And today it happens to be Afghanistan. And Salih, as you say, this isn't about the people. The people are inconsequential. As far as the communist Chinese are concerned, it's about the natural resources that they are going to control. Thank you very much, the Taliban, and you could even say Joe Biden and the American people, for allowing them to come in and take over these natural resources in much the same way as they did in East Turkestan, right?
This is all about the natural resources and the exploitation of that. Afghanistan, you know, according to some economic experts, Afghanistan has, you know, over $1 trillion worth of natural resources, especially rare earth minerals that are necessary, or that China needs to develop. Secondly, Afghanistan, you know, is one of the it's right there on the Belt and Road Initiative, and China needs to, quote, stabilize Afghanistan so that it can expand its Belt and Road Initiative into other countries as well, like securely into Pakistan, into Iran, and other places, to where it can spread its tentacles and engage in essentially neo-colonialism.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to know what people are going to, what they're going to do, look at what they've done. This is why I'm saying this should not be any surprise to our State Department or other so-called strategists. You know, right now the focus is on Taliban. When anything gets too focused on any one thing, I always get concerned, because I say, okay, what are we missing underneath? And it seems what you're telling us, Prime Minister, is that there's much yet to be discerned under the surface here that we're not quite catching, but yet you've seen this happen time and again, and you documented this history. You really have helped so many of us understand that, it's only complicated because they want us to think it's complicated. Really, what it comes down to is, do you have the will? Do you have the intestinal fortitude that you believe in what you believe in? You know, American principles. Do we really believe in it? Do we have leadership that believes in it and that are willing to execute on those principles? And what we're seeing right now, which is so disturbing here in the United States, and you're here in the United States, and you're probably observing the confusion that people are having, and also the emotional reaction of leaving thousands of fellow Americans behind. This is so un-American. As you see it, explain to us, I mean, here you are, you're the Prime Minister of East Turkestan, and you, like so many other people, have looked to America. You perceive America as being the land of the free, home of the brave, the shining light that calls to all the other nations that liberty is possible. What's your observation?
Yes, and this is, you know, this is the hope that of America, the promise of America, you know, that draws these people, like myself, from all over the world to come, you know, seeking help, seeking freedom, seeking justice. But seeing what's happening in Afghanistan, I mean, we can just look at the way the Chinese media or the Chinese government is portraying this and how they are benefiting from this. As you know, China is threatening to take over Taiwan and has been, you know, threatening them with military force for decades. But with what's going on in Afghanistan, you know, after the withdrawal from Afghanistan and the Taliban takeover, China's media and China's government is saying, you know, okay, well, there's nothing, the U.S. is not obviously going to help. So, Taiwan, you better get back in line because we're coming for you.
Exactly.
This sends the wrong signal for other people, like ourselves as well, that, you know, like, we want to look up to the United States, and we do look up to the United States as, you know, a friend, as an ally, as someone, as a country that can help us, that we, you know, that is reliable. However, seeing what's happening now, we are, you know, a bit confused to see, you know, because President Biden, you know, one of the things he stated is, in an interview regarding the situation, he said, I have no responsibility to what's happening in Afghanistan. I don't have any responsibility to, you know, what's happening to the Uyghurs. I can't do anything about it. And that's, you know, very unfortunate and very, you know, weak-minded. That's just only going to help, you know, China continue its atrocities. In fact, it's going to encourage them to, you know, expand. It's going to encourage other despotic regimes across the world to engage
exactly.
in atrocities as well. And so this is a security risk for not just, you know, East Turkestan or Afghanistan or, you know, countries in the Asia Indo-Pacific, but for the entire world.
Well, we're talking with the Prime Minister of East Turkestan, government in exile, Salih Hoodyar. Marco Rubio made this line quite infamous during the 2016 presidential campaign. And in talking about Barack Obama, he gave a very short statement about the state of the Union of America on the international stage. He said, we have now gone to the point where our allies no longer trust us and our enemies no longer fight us. And this was under the Obama-Biden administration. And so here we are with the Obama administration 2.0, this time with Joe Biden as president, and we've re-embraced that idea even more so and so clearly obvious. That in abandoning our allies in this manner, the way it's been done, it's no wonder the Uyghurs are questioning, you know, can we trust them, or Taiwan, you know, even Australia and New Zealand are shaking in their boots because they rely, and so many other countries have relied on the military support and protection of America. And all that is brought into question because of the leadership of Joe Biden. I don't know if we can possibly regain that, but the damage that was done in such a short period of time could take us decades if we were to regain our military posture or our leadership posture in the world. What do you think? 30 seconds left.
I don't think it would take decades for the United States to regain its military posture and leadership posture. In fact, if the United States wants to do it, it can do it in a matter of, you know, years or months, if not years. It's, again, like you mentioned earlier, is there, you know, does the leadership of the United States have that, you know, will? Are they willing to do this? That's the question.
Yep. Prime Minister, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican and a Democrat lawmaker leave the safety of the United States and travel to Afghanistan unannounced Tuesday. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A pair of House lawmakers have made an unauthorized trip to Afghanistan. Representatives Peter Meyer, a Republican from Michigan, and Seth Moulton, a Democrat from Massachusetts, traveled to Kabul on Tuesday to conduct oversight of the evacuation operation. In a joint statement, the two veterans said they'd conducted their trip in secret and didn't announce it until they'd left the country so as to reduce the risk of disruption to the operations on the ground. The Washington Post, first reporting the trip, added that the pair spent less than 24 hours in country. In their statement, the congressman added that after seeing the situation, they did not believe the evacuations can be completed by the August 31st deadline.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled against the Biden administration Tuesday and is demanding the Remain in Mexico immigrant program be put back into law. The vote was 6-3. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Well, the first bell has rung, but, you know, it's not too late to score the best tech of the school year, the hottest tools and gadgets available for students, whether they're on campus, online, or hybrid. And we've got the tech expert, Andrea Smith, going to show up here in just a few moments, and we're going to talk in detail all about it because, you know, many students have headed back into the classroom while others have opted for remote or hybrid learning. Regardless of where they've been studying, they're all still relying on technology to stay connected. Because of this, it's essential to make sure your student has access to quality tech products for this upcoming academic year. So whether they're in grad school or grade school, tech continues to play an increasingly important role for how students are learning. To make sure students are set up for success, we've got the tech expert, Andrea Smith. She's back with us, and she's rounded up her favorite gadgets and tech tips for this new school year. Andrea Smith, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. So how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. So good to be chatting with you again.
You know, Andrea, I always enjoy our time together, and when I saw your name coming up, I said, hey, I know it's going to be a good day.
I love that.
Well, let's talk about the top gadget this year, whether we're in the classroom or learning remotely. What do you have for us?
Well, you know, for me, it's all about the smartphone, because regardless of where they're studying, students everywhere rely on their smartphones for just about everything. And that's why the Samsung Galaxy A52 5G smartphone is a great back-to-school buy. It's got popular Galaxy features like a 6.5-inch full HD display, a high refresh rate for smooth scrolling. This is just great for gaming, streaming a video after class, or listening to tunes at the gym. It's got a long-lasting battery life, a fast processor, and 5G connectivity. And it's going to keep up with the busiest student out there. It's got plenty of storage. But for me, the best feature is its affordable price. This is $375 with an eligible trade-in. You can't beat that.
What a great value, Andrea. That's power priced. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this has all the flagship features that people love, and it's so affordable, and this is the, you know, that's all kids do now. Everything is about what they're doing on their smartphone. They can go to all their classes on their phone. It's incredible.
Well, that Samsung is a cool tool, Andrea. I mean, it's very effective, practical, and like I said, it looks good.
It does. And let me tell you, if you haven't seen what a 6.5-inch full HD display looks like, it's pretty awesome.
Exactly. Hey, what about the learning tools available for the younger family members?
Oh, such an important question. You know, it's so important to keep younger children engaged, whether they're in or out of school. And I like programs that help make learning fun. ABC Mouse is a digital app for kids ages 2 to 8 with tons of engaging activities across all subject areas. And their award-winning curriculum has proven to show significant gains in math and reading. It really helps kids excel. Content's constantly being updated and refreshed, so your kids are never going to run out of fun and educational activities. I think this is just a really great way to supplement your child's education.
Well, we're talking with Andrea Smith, award-winning technology broadcast journalist, reporter, and producer. Andrea was the technology producer and on-air tech contributor at ABC News for over 2 decades before becoming the lifestyle channel editor at Mashable. Andrea, how about some other tips to help us stay productive and connected as we prepare for this fall semester?
I do, because as we return to the classroom, it is really important to make sure your kids and their devices are protected. So 2 things, Bill. First, OtterBox for Kids is all the protection you need. They've added that trusted durability you and I rely on for our phone cases to a full line of tablet cases, screen protectors, cables that come in fun colors. They've got this easy-grab tablet case. It's designed to help little hands grip and carry the tablet securely. No dropping of mom's tablet, thank you. It's also got an integrated hook so you can hang it on a headrest during a road trip. And then I really think it's important to make sure you've had a conversation with your kids about online safety. They need to know how to spot a phishing scam and how to protect their privacy. In fact, a new study from McAfee found parents are really worried about their kids' digital wellness. Over 3/4 of them think online safety should be taught in the classroom. So please have that digital wellness chat with your kids before they head back to school. And if you need some help, you can find tips and tools to help protect your kids at McAfee.com.
Andrea, tech safety. I love this idea. You know, we're having safety talks with our kids about all kinds of things. Why not technology as well? You know, and I noticed that you have your co-host, actually, a Weekly Parenting Bites podcast, and we do have some extra time. So how about telling us about your weekly podcast, Parenting Bites?
My Parenting Bites podcast has been on the air for a few years. It's all about raising kids in the digital age. And really, that's what we talk about. I mean, you know, not just keeping kids safe and digital wellness, which are very important things, but we talk about, you know, tech is here. It's what your kids do. So it's a way to integrate how you integrate technology into not only their lives, but your life, right? If your children are using certain apps, you need to be using them too. If they're on social media, you need to be there too so that you can see what they're doing and understand it better. So it's just fun. We have a lot of guests and resources and, you know, kind of help parents through this incredibly difficult job of teaching their kids about tech because, honestly, some of them don't know as much about it as they should.
You know, you can't help but be proud of our parents and our kids. They've proven that they're resilient, you know, during this COVID era that we've gone through and been most flexible and continue to do a great job for each other. What do you say?
I got to tell you, Bill, I actually also teach a writer's group of senior citizens, and they're people who really are not very tech savvy. And when COVID began and they didn't want to give it up, I virtually from a distance taught each and every one of these 10 people how to use Zoom. And it's incredible because I am so proud of them, how they've learned to use the computer, navigate their tablet. They Zoom with their grandchildren. They've done it all through COVID. And it just makes me feel so good to see that people who were so scared of this technology and thought, oh, no, that's not for me. I don't need it. Have learned how to use it and really how to have it enhance their lives.
Andrea Smith has been our guest, award-winning technology broadcast journalist, reporter, and producer. Andrea, cannot thank you enough for coming on the show. It's always great to have you here. Tell our audience where they can go for more information.
They can head over to d6news.com/schooltech.
You know, you've heard us talk about, the law of gravity. Sometimes people have to, especially the young kids, it seems, have to get on top of the roof, fall down, get bruised up, break some things, and realize the law of gravity still exists. Well, TikTok, believe it or not, I guess maybe they found some common sense somewhere, is saying that they prohibit dangerous contact, but the content. But the latest TikTok bone-breaking experience is, raising some ire here and even some concern by TikTok, so good for them. I don't know if you've seen or heard about this bone-breaking milk crate challenge. Of course, TikTok saying they're going to remove videos from their platform. We'll see how that plays out. The low-cost, high-impact stunt involves stacking a bunch of plastic milk crates into stairs, then climbing up to the top and back down the other side without collapsing the pyramid, or maybe even a leg or an arm or maybe even a rib cage. But very few to attempt the feat, were able to hold their balance on the unsteady structure, right? I mean, it's like danger, Will Robinson. I mean, this is real obvious. But look at the kids today. They'll take it all on and remind us once again, as if we needed to be reminded, that gravity does exist. And you can do some silly things at your own expense. And you will realize, perhaps in your own world, the unintended consequences of getting bruised up and injured. Of course, your parents will enjoy it as well, and when they pay the doctor bill to put you all back together like Humpty Dumpty. As you can imagine, physicians are checking this out, and they're looking at it in horror, and maybe even thinking, hey, this could be a profit boon for them, that they're going to have more orthopedic injuries coming their way. Fast Company reached out to the video sharing platform, according to this report, for comment on the latest death-defying trend to hit their app, and it seems they're none too entertained, and they're saying that they are going to scrutinize, as well they should, not to promote this dangerous latest feat that has caught the attention of our young kids.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty when you call me, call me out.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. The number is USA Deputy Director. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. You know, good to talk to somebody on the mainland. I'm here in Hawaii, which you might on one hand say, oh, lucky you. But on the other hand, the Delta variant is exploding here a bit. And as one writer is referring to the Aloha State as the Anoha State, because the governor said he's pretty much told visitors, stay home. Don't come. To Hawaii. He seems to be a little bit more emphatic and direct than our vice president in talking about our southern border. But, it's hospitalizations are on an uptick, and he's talking about locking things down here. And, you know, I'm sitting here going, okay, we're here in Kauai. The grandkids are in Maui. That's our next stop here in a couple of days. And we'll, be able to, we're a little bit on pins and needles to see if we're going to be able to make it to Maui. I mean, to come this far and not be able to have some time with the grandkids would be disappointing. But, it is what it is. But the Aloha State is very concerned about, you know, the rise here. And they're just coming back because they were totally locked down for a year. And it's right. Been an interesting dynamic here, Chris, because, traditionally the Aloha State, very pleasant, very sweet, and that, and the people here on the island have kind of mixed emotions. You can kind of sense it, and some will even be open enough to talk to you about it, that, they were spoiled for a year because they, for the first time ever in their lifetimes, they had the islands to themselves. They didn't have to share with tourists. You know, there wasn't, tourists weren't coming here, for obvious reasons. Right. But right. When things opened up, they came in and they had to deal with the fact that, oh, we don't have our island to ourselves, number one, and number two, oh, that's right. We haven't been making any money the last year, and money is good, and we need to get the economy going. So they're dealing with the tension that I think even domestically or on the mainland, as they would say, dealing with the fact that, the effects of COVID in a negative way and positive, and, oh, yes, we got to get back to work, right?
Right, right. Yeah, and you're seeing it. I'm in the Mid-Atlantic region. There's a pretty high vaccination rate in this area. So while we have high transmission, I mean, we all know it's based on percentages. So, if you had two cases last week and this week you have four, well, you're a high transmission area because you had a
exactly.
increase. but really doesn't mean you have a whole lot of cases. So that's kind of where we are here right now in Northern Virginia. So there's people starting to get a little bit concerned about, okay, are we going to face new lockdowns, things like that. One of the things we have going for us is that we have a gubernatorial election this fall, and they want shutdowns to stay out of that. So that might be one thing that limits some of the things that happen here. But, you know, to tie this to the border, you know, we'll another couple weeks, we'll see August apprehension numbers come out. But, you know, they've basically been trending at the same levels that we've seen over the last couple of months, which is, you know, more than a 20-year record high. And, you know, you're hearing reports that a quarter of them, a third of them are testing positive for COVID, and we're just throwing them on planes and relocating to the interior of the United States, regardless of whether they have COVID or not. So,
yes, it's like we have a red cape there and just saying ole and letting them into the interior of our country. And you question, okay, is this exacerbating the uptick? We don't know. Maybe, you know, retrospectively, when it's too late and additional people have died unnecessarily, you know, the geniuses will come up and go, oh, you know, that was probably a bad idea. You know, it's kind of like what Governor Cuomo found out when he decided to stack up, you know, the vulnerable people in nursing homes. And, of course, we know what happened in that particular case.
Right.
Chris, the other thing that's happening, and you can appreciate this, you know, dealing with numbers and your team so committed to the facts, you know, delivering the facts here, is the hyperbole around this whole COVID infection is so extreme. I mean, I heard the lieutenant governor of Hawaii yesterday saying that he touted the mask as being more superior than the vaccine. He said it saves lives. It saved over 90% of the people who wear masks are 90%, you know, better than 90% chance of surviving COVID. I mean, it's like, where did you get that? And even the mask, which has been a conflict even back in the early days when Dr. Fauci said, no, the masks aren't going to help. I think that was probably truthful, probably one of the few truthful things that he had to say. And, of course, then he had to fall in line with the political dribble that we've been, inundated with ever since.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, the main point that, you know, you seem to be hitting on and to tie it back to, you know, definitely stuff that we focus on is COVID is on people's minds again. You know, we had that little honeymoon for maybe 2 months or so, 3 months, where things were starting to get back to normal again. Movie theaters were opening and restaurants were opening and malls were opening back up again, and everything was coming back, and sports stadiums were being filled. And now COVID, along with Afghanistan and along with the border, are dominating the news again. But again, COVID is the big one. You know, that's the one that's impacting our daily lives day to day. But you know, when it comes to this administration's, immigration policy, they don't seem to be changing course. You saw that with the Trump administration. They immediately locked down the border. They immediately froze the importation of guest workers and things like that to protect Americans here at home from COVID infections. And the administration isn't doing that. In fact, they're increasing numbers as we see it, and they are letting people in. We did have a Supreme Court decision, a big one last night, that forces the Biden administration to reinstate the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico policy. Most of the illegal aliens that are crossing the border illegally, who are being flown to cities near you, that they are claiming asylum at the border, and that's why they're being flown to states all across the country. So this is an interesting decision. This is going to force them to send them back to Mexico. We'll see if the Biden administration actually follows the court decision or not.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, this all dovetails, like you say, you know, the whole COVID, you know, fear factor has been a cover in so many ways, whether we're talking about election fraud, whether we're talking about what's happening in Afghanistan, amnesty, you know, this incredible $3.5 trillion blueprint that includes massive amnesty which in essence, in my humble opinion, buys Democrats votes on our money. It's our dime. They're using our money to buy votes. I mean, I guess if you can get away with it, why not, huh?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up the $3.5 trillion blueprint. Of course, the House of Representatives put their stamp of approval on it yesterday. So they'll move forward, and we'll see a budget bill probably sometime mid-September. And based on some of the pressure that the moderate Democrats put on Speaker Pelosi, you know, we thought that maybe that process would drag on a little bit once they got to the budget reconciliation bill. Yeah, they're targeting mid-September for legislation when both chambers return from recess. But, you know, we thought it would drag on into October, maybe even into November. But, you know, it looks like they might move this thing pretty quickly. You know, unfortunately, mm-hmm. we're talking about the price tag. We're talking about, you know, Democrats are viewing it as, you know, this is, you know, we're going to provide pre-K education and free junior college education and expand access to Medicare and Medicaid and health care benefits and things like that. So these are all, you know, in their mind, they're good things. And a lot of them might be popular in terms of public opinion. But hidden underneath all that is an amnesty for an estimated 8 million illegal aliens.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, I, you know, just to point out some of that other stuff, that stuff, some of it could be undone. Certainly the more unpopular items on their wish list, if they can pass it through budget reconciliation, those could be undone by future Congresses, future administrations. But once you put 8 million illegal aliens on a path to citizenship, that's not something that can be taken away. That's permanent. So
the other thing that happens is the bureaucratic infrastructure. They're going to fast speed that, and they're going to get that up and rolling. And as Ronald Reagan said, that's the closest thing to eternal life is a bureaucratic agency. I mean, this funds these agencies in such a way that you're going to be hard pressed to, you know, disassemble that.
And to your point, it empowers them. And you know who's going to be hurt? The people that are going to be hurt are the legal immigrants that are trying to come into the country the right way, because they're going to want to fast track the illegal aliens so quickly so it can't get undone by a future Congress that, you know, it'll be the ones who are trying to do it the right way that'll probably have their process slowed.
Well, and of course, we know these government bureaucracies are so efficient, Chris, that even by this, you know, budgetary mandate that they will be getting, you know, hey, it's just another government boondoggle that we're going to end up paying for, that even the immigrants that they will, you know, say that they're serving are going to be misserved. These people need to be conditioned to hold to low expectations. But maybe if you're coming from some third world country, it doesn't take a whole lot, you know, to really impress you. But, you know, the tradition, our traditional experience, sadly, has been that it's most inefficient. Chris Chmielewski has been our guest. He's with Numbers USA. Chris, where can they go if they want more information?
Yeah, they can come visit us, numbersusa.com. Find out all the stuff that's going on right now in Congress. Of course, they're on recess for a few weeks. So it'll be a little bit
first, longer, but we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.